All right, so I've been sitting with this idea from Brian McDonald's book, Invisible Ink, and there's something in it that keeps nagging at me. He draws this sharp line between what a story shows and what a story actually means.
Right, and that distinction is the whole engine of his approach. McDonald calls the visible layer the plot, the sequence of events, but he argues that plot alone doesn't make a story resonate. There's something underneath holding it together.
And that underneath thing, he has a specific name for it.
He does. He calls it the armature. Think of it the way a sculptor uses a wireframe before adding clay. The armature is the central idea, the moral proposition, the governing theme. Everything else, scenes, characters, dialogue, hangs on that internal structure.
So not just a vague sense of what the story is about, but something precise enough to actually make decisions with.
Exactly. McDonald's point is that the armature functions as a unifying principle. If a scene doesn't connect to that central idea, it probably shouldn't be in the story. The practical test isn't just whether something happens. It's whether that event contributes to character, conflict, or the story's underlying theme.
Mm-hmm. And this is where the title of the book comes in, The Invisible Ink Metaphor.
Yes. The contrast McDonald draws is between what a story states explicitly and what it communicates indirectly. The invisible ink is everything the audience infers rather than reads directly. Theme, emotional logic, the meaning of a character's choices, none of that gets announced. It's written in ink the audience can't see, but they feel it.
Wait, so the theme is supposed to stay hidden from the audience?
Hidden from direct view, yes. McDonald's argument is that the moment a story announces its moral, it loses power. The audience needs to arrive at the meaning themselves. That's why two stories with nearly identical premises can produce completely different emotional effects. Their invisible layers, their armatures, are different.
That's a useful way to frame it. For example, think of two films about loss. Same external premise, but one leaves audiences hollow and the other wrecks them emotionally. The difference isn't the plot.
Exactly the kind of case McDonald would point to. The difference is in the underlying theme and how every scene either tests or expresses that theme. He's very clear that writers shouldn't add a theme after the plot is already built. The armature has to come first, or at least be identified early, so the plot's major turns actually embody it.
That's a real reversal of how a lot of people approach writing. Most writers start with what happens and hope meaning emerges.
And McDonald would say that's why so many stories feel hollow. Aristotle actually touched on something related in the Poetics. He treated plot not as a mere list of events, but as incidents structured into an intelligible whole. McDonald is working in that tradition, but he's making it practical for screenwriters and storytellers today.
Plot is mechanics, theme is meaning, and the armature is the tool that keeps meaning in charge of mechanics.
That's a clean way to put it. And McDonald's book presents this as a practical tool, not abstract theory. He uses recognizable films to show how structural and thematic principles operate in actual stories. Studios that work at the level of Pixar and Disney, the kind of places McDonald has consulted for, apply these hidden structures precisely to ensure emotional resonance.
Right, and character transformation connects to this too, doesn't it? It's not just about plot turns.
Absolutely. In McDonald's method, the protagonist's experience of the climax should produce or reveal a meaningful transformation. And supporting characters aren't just there for plot mechanics. They can dramatize alternative versions of the protagonist's possible choices. Every element serves the armature.
So for someone listening who's building a story right now, the takeaway is, identify your governing idea before you trust your plot.
That's the move. Name the armature. Make it specific enough to test scenes against it. If a scene doesn't connect to that central proposition, it's probably decoration. McDonald's whole framework is built on that discipline. And it's what separates stories that resonate from stories that just happen. In our next lecture, we'll move from the structure of a single story to the golden theme, the idea that connects all of humanity across cultures and time.